ABC Radio Australia.
It wasn't exactly announced with a fanfare, but the national women's soccer team in PNG has a new name. The PNG FA have decided that in future, the side will be known as the Billums. But they reached that decision without apparently consulting anyone outside the walls of their annual congress. Public reaction so far would suggest the choice of name is not very popular, not least because of the ammunition it could provide for keyboard warriors on social media. As Richard Hewitt reports, two of the players who were part of the team that won PNG's first ever Pacific Games gold medals back in 2003 are mystified as to why neither they nor any other past or present team members were consulted.
As most sports fans in Papua New Guinea would know by now, when the country's NRL team takes to the field in 2028, they'll be known as the Chiefs. That name was chosen after a national competition launched by the Prime Minister and designed to let the people have their say. There was no such process when the PNG FA decided to give the national women's team a new label. Instead, it was the unilateral choice of the 30 delegates who attended the recent annual congress, nearly all of whom were men. Now, a consultant with the Oceania Football Confederation, former national team player Margaret Acker, also has inside knowledge of the PNG FA, where she served as women's development officer before she resigned in 2022. But before she departed, she had put forward a plan.
I actually proposed for a name change, and it was to go through a process. So during an event like Women's National Soccer League, we would announce a competition and that we will put it out in public and the public will have a say in naming the team. So that was the process that we were going to do for a name change. And that never happened.
So the team was left with the name Lakatoi, not that many people ever used it, and which translates bizarrely as canoe, but even then only in certain parts of PNG, and it would seem to have very little to do with soccer.
That name wasn't official. Lakatoi is common with people in Central Province. It's not everywhere else. Even though we in the islands region, we do have canoes, but we don't call it Lakatoi. So if we call it Lakatoi or Billum, it's still not representing everyone in the country.
Playing alongside Margaret Acker, Julie Alau was captain of the PNG team that won the first ever Pacific Games soccer gold medal for the country in 2003.
When we started off, we didn't really have names attached. We were just pretty much the Papua New Guinea national women's soccer team. So depending on what the concept and the meaning behind Billum is, I don't have objection if it's a really good one. I think there's a lot of good meaning, but I'd have to look at it a little bit more. Someone needs to convince me that we do need to name it as Billum. I don't think it resonates well with football or soccer, but yeah, I want to look at it even more and probably discuss it with my colleagues and teammates from before and even the current ones, what they think.
Up to now, there seems to be no evidence of any player, past or present, being asked for their opinion, let alone given a role in the decision-making. So does Julie Alau believe that the FA should put the matter of the name on hold and consult?
Absolutely, absolutely agree, unless there's a rush for it. But having said that, I think they should have had a lot of consultation with women football, you know, representatives from before and current to see what their thoughts are around this, because we are the ones who have to go and represent and carry this name.
There's also the football community in the country who can also contribute. For me, we have to make it for the people and about the people.
The name that has been chosen, is it an appropriate name for a women's sporting team?
Yes and no, because people have different perception about a Billum. It's more common with women because they carry the Billum with loads. They carry babies in a Billum. And Billum also refers to the womb. So yeah, it's both yes and no. And it would be good to have public opinion and views about the name. There should be something that reflects everyone, because Billum is common with the Highlanders. Coastal people carry a basket, not Billum.
While neither of the past players is totally opposed to using Billum as the team name, they are clearly not sold on the idea either. And what happens when things don't go well for the team?
Peggy. Pavitt gets in the front. Chance here, and the Solomon Islands. They go up again. Jemina David, super sub, in a dramatic final. Solomon Islands have beaten Papua New Guinea.
After a result like that in the OFC Nations Cup final, Julie Alau is well aware of how spiteful fans can be when they take to social media, particularly armed with a name like Billum.
Correct. Absolutely right. We would have positive commentary around it, but obviously people would take it out of context and start using it for what it's not meant to be.
And it seems to me also that when the women's teams in Papua New Guinea are not playing well, the criticism that they get is off the scale. It's vitriolic.
Yes, yes. Sadly, but truth, it's an emotional one. I don't understand why that happens. Hence, when we choose a name, it has to be something that stands strong for women. I guess Bilum is not something that we should have as a name.
And as one prominent soccer commentator in PNG put it in a respectful social media post, not enough recognition of the legacy of women's football has been taken into consideration. Bilum, he says, is not the legacy, and reading through the comments, many other men agree. So we'll see if the PNG FA gets the message.
And that's Richard Hewitt reporting there.